As passionately as World War II had united Americans in common cause, the Vietnam conflict set Americans against each other. Fanning those divisions, President Nixon referred to student demonstrators as bums, while his vice president, Spiro Agnew, advised police to just imagine they are wearing brown shirts or white sheets and act accordingly. On May 4, 1970, Agnew got his wish. The Kent State Massacre began as one among hundreds of protests taking place on college campuses around the country that weekend, sparked by President Nixon's televised announcement to widen the Vietnam War by launching airstrikes inside the borders of neutral Cambodia. Fully armed but inexperienced National Guard units were put into service to quell the demonstrations. Suddenly, the smell of smoke and the sound of gunfire split the air. A local reporter witnessed the whole tragic event.
At the request of the Portage County prosecutor, an injunction has been imposed by County Judge Albert Karras, barring all persons from the KSU campus except those specifically authorized by the Ohio National Guard. The injunction requires all students living on campus to depart as soon as possible and at the latest by 12 noon tomorrow. At this point, the majority of students have left the campus and many are awaiting rides from parents and friends. The injunction has been imposed as a result of this weekend's campus disorders. This afternoon, four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on the campus during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students.
Members of the National Guard units at Kent State had fired loaded weapons without warning into crowds of anti-war protesters. A similar incident 10 days later claimed two more lives at Jackson State University in Mississippi. In the fevered aftermath of the shootings, a presidential commission was formed and concluded that the National Guard's action of firing into the crowd was unnecessary, unwarranted, and inexcusable. But however one viewed the tragedy, one conclusion seemed inescapable. The war had come home.